Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Let's freaking go. The General. Are you kidding me? Live from Washington, D.C., I'm going to break down just a few things regarding Will Wade going to LSU. NC State, the Wolfpack. I feel terrible for you. I really do. But this was meant to be. There's so many people that were involved in getting Will Wade back to LSU. And on top of all of that, I do think this has a lot to do with Governor Landry, Wade Roos. We're going to talk about Lee Mallett, the Board of Supervisors who's close with Will Wade. And on top of that, the Heath Troyer domino should have told you everything you needed to know about Will Wade's decision to come back to LSU. So why would you do this? LSU, we are paying everybody right now. We are paying buyouts at the wazoo. And you're going to hear so many people negatively talk about LSU because, well, you're paying Brian Kelly $54 million. And you got to pay Matt McMahon $8 million. And then you got to wait for April 1st for the $3 million buyout for Will Wade. What I would tell you, though, is in college basketball, take a look at the Sweet 16 right now. Who is in the Sweet 16? It's all elite coaches. You have got to have your guy. And remember, in some of our NCAA tournament runs, during the witch hunt for Will Wade, he, of course, wasn't able to coach LSU in one of those runs. So on top of all of that, you're getting an elite coach who took NC State to March Madness in year one, something that Matt McMahon could not do over a four-year period. We are in a very good spot right now as an LSU fan base. So turn me up. I am pausing our anniversary trip here in D.C. to do a live stream with you because I'm so ready to take a look at the LSU Tigers basketball team back in March Madness. And it's funny that before the season began, all I asked was for LSU to make the NCAA tournament. Anyone that knows BHL, what do you know? What do you know? All I have been asking is to make the NCAA tournament one time. That's it. I just wanted to make it one time under Matt McMahon. And we had Matthew Bruin on, basketball expert from On3, who will now move on and do something in his career. I told Matthew, hey, I just want to be in the first four. I just want to go to Dayton. I don't care if we lose. I just want to be a part of the 68-team NCAA March Madness tournament. And I told Matthew, head up. We're going to be in Dayton for the first four. And while it wasn't LSU in the first four, who was in the first four this year? It was Matt McMahon. It was meant to be. Soak it in, people. The General is back. Let's freaking go. Let's freaking go. Let's freaking go. Let's freaking go. Huh? Life just can't be better. Look, they're saying hey to you, Bubs.
Hey, guys.
So, look. I want to start with a diatribe. We're going to get to as many comments as we possibly can today. Type Y for yes, type N for no if you can hear me loud and clear. Obviously, we don't have the fancy-smancy microphones. We'll talk some LSU football spring practice a little bit later. Let's start with, to me, the one thing you have to know about sports. All right? So in high school sports, oftentimes most of the elite high school coaches that win – are nice guys. They're actually really nice guys. They're affable. They're fun to be around. They're true leaders of men. But when you get to the college level, one thing you notice, in particular in basketball, you have got to be ruthless. You have got to be willing to coach this game with a by any means necessary mentality. So if you were to look at Matt McMahon and you were to look at what Matt McMahon did at Murray State with Ja Morant, sure, that was great. But we always pointed out, hey, anyone can win with Ja Morant at the college level. So I want to share with you that in college basketball, your coach needs to be a bit of an asshole. He just needs to be. He has got to be a killer. Now, he doesn't need to be Bobby Knight. When we think of that, we think of Bobby Knight. Just around the block here, where we are staying right now in Washington, D.C., I see my old stomping grounds at SiriusXM Satellite Radio. I had the good fortune of being a producer for Basketball and Beyond with Coach K. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Will Wade is going to be Coach K. That's not going to happen. But I, every week, along with the other producers of the show, got to hear Coach K talk about what it's really like to coach in college basketball. We're not just talking about Coach K in terms of him winning national championships and how he talks in front of a group of people or two recruits, but how, you know, the meat is truly grinded. And Coach K was ruthless. I mean, this guy is a dude that would do anything to win at Duke. Built that program from nothing. He is a special, special, special individual. And you didn't think that, right? A lot of people think nice things about Coach K. Affable, handsome guy, built Duke from nothing. But you take a look at Will Wade, he is just the most abrasive, controversial coach that we probably have in modern college basketball. And that's what we needed. That's exactly what we needed. Someone that is willing to bring back that killer mentality. I'm not saying you can't win being a choir boy. Some people can. But Will Wade is a general for a reason. Immediately went to McNeese State, upset Clemson. Brought the Ara Khan guy along with them to NC State. He went back to McNeese. But you saw what Will Wade was able to do right when he got back to Louisiana with McNeese State. One big there, NC State. They fire Kevin Keats, who had just taken them to a Final Four. They bring Will Wade in, goes to the tournament in year one, and now we are here. So remember this. The thing you're going to keep hearing about Matt McMahon is how nice he is. You know another guy that was nice and played by the rules and always said the right thing? A guy by the name of Mike Anderson, who was a coach at Arkansas not too long ago. And since then, Mike, nice guy, he went to St. John's, couldn't win there. And who did St. John's and Arkansas replace him with? Rick Pitino, Eric Musselman, and John Calipari. Guys that are willing to do whatever it takes to take their team to the next level. And you'll see countless examples of that. So that is where we are as a basketball program. And once again, my standard is simple for men's basketball. It's simple. Just make it to the NCAA tournament. You've heard me say this for a while. But what I would also tell you is because this is such a bold move after making the Lane Kiffin hire and after making the Kim Mulkey hire and a guy who's not controversial, but one who did win a national championship in Jay Johnson. He's obviously a nice guy, but he's also very ruthless when it comes to recruiting. While I do want to just make the NCAA tournament, now that Will Wade is back, it is time for us to take everything to the next level. I do think for me, and I want to be consistent, and I'm always like this when it comes to hiring a new coach. For me, all I want is a Sweet 16 in the first two seasons. I think we can get it done. I do. All right. So I know a lot of you have comments about NIL structure. What's the money going to look like? And look, all those details are being finalized right now. But I always tell you, I'm not a reporter. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm a guy that is a Joe Tipton or Jeff Goodman when it comes to men's college basketball reporting. But I know quite a few college insiders, some of which I knew from getting into college basketball with the Coach K show, Basketball Beyond with Coach K many moons ago. And this had been in the works for a while. All right. So I think a lot of you remember I went to a trip, and it was a few months ago for LSU versus Texas in a women's basketball game. And I got to go with a friend of the channel, and he took a phone call, and there was a pretty prominent LSU individual on that call. And we talked about Will Wade. Us three talked about Will. And this guy is up there in the LSU basketball sphere. And that was when I started to understand that this was going to have some real legs. And I was told by a pretty big national college basketball.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Ball guy earlier today, not any of the two that I just mentioned, but I'll keep this person anonymous, that this really started to happen and really started to kick into gear in January. Now, I could be totally wrong about that, but you can put together a few different timelines if you want. I think a lot of you don't really care how this came to be. You want more what is to happen next with LSU, but I do think that's important. And you also have to remember how many different dominoes went into Will Wade being the coach, right? So the first thing, of course, is Governor Landry. And one thing about Governor Landry is he doesn't like to lose in anything. Doesn't like what happened with Scott Woodward when Governor Landry wanted to go after Matt McMahon. Scott wasn't on board with that, and that's where we are now. So not only did Jeff Landry do that, we then, and it wasn't just Jeff that did this, but we wouldn't go get Wade Roos. And now we get Heath Schroyer. And you also bring in Lee Mallett. So it's not that those three individuals, one of which is a president, that's President Roos. One is the Board of Supervisors, which is Lee Mallett. And on top of that, you get Heath Schroyer, who will be a higher up in LSU athletics, an associate AD. It's not just that you got those three guys and Virg Osberry, who was at LSU when Matt McMahon was here when he coached. Those are four things that went in Will Wade's favor when he got hired. Now, some of those, Schroyer in particular, was a Wade move. So it's a lot of pressure. But that was also a lot of pro-Wade guys getting back into the mix, and that is where we are now. So now that all of us just kind of know that it happened, and, you know, obviously this could fall apart and I look stupid. You know, I've referenced this a few times, but like I said, I don't want to be known as a reporter. I am shocked, but I'm also not shocked. All right. And, yeah, there's definitely some politics involved here. The next thing I'll say before I get to any of your comments, because this is such a big story. It's okay to be the villain. All right. You have got to understand, while it's not as, you know, prominent because we haven't won the Natty in a few years, a lot of people still don't like Kim Mulkey. And we all know Lane Kiffin is public enemy number one. And this move by Will Wade coming back to LSU, you could make a strong case, is even more controversial than Lane Kiffin coming over from Ole Miss to LSU. Because while it is, you know, crazy that Lane Kiffin still did what he did to come to LSU, there wasn't what happened with the wiretapping and the strong-ass offer with Will Wade in Will Wade's past. So I am I am really freaking excited that Will Wade is back. I am. Okay. I will be honest. I did not think this was going to happen. I will be completely honest, a few years ago. But that trip to Austin, that was like, okay, this is above all of us. This is really starting to transpire. Okay. Funkel says, Carter, I could have given you the tour of DC. Do you live here? I had no idea that you lived here. And we have been PHLing for a while. So you have my email. I think you have my phone number as well. Shoot me an email. PowerHourLSU@gmail.com. I'm here till Sunday. Kick Booty wants to know who is that behind me. That is my gorgeous wife.
Hey. Gosh, sorry.
You no, you're not. Butt? No.
Oh.
She said, can you see her butt?
I thought that's what you just said.
I thought you were taking a shower.
I am. I was doing some bills for the store real quick.
You see, she's being a trooper. We were supposed to go shopping, but I said, we got to go live. The general is back.
Yeah, but it ain't going to be that long, girl. I got to get to shopping.
We're going to Georgetown. Going to Allen Iverson.
I cannot believe we got
Tony.
Pete Bloom today.
Good to see you, Cliff. Cliff wants to talk Scott Woodward. He got JD5 on. I need to give me one. So if you go on Twitter, I took a photo of this in front of the Washington Monument. I thought it was going to go viral, but I posted it right when the Wade news was breaking. Huh? Donovan says we should he's skipping work for this live stream. So it's always good to have you guys in here. All right. Something else before we talk more about Will Wade. I do want to include. Thank you guys for blowing up my practice report. All right. I did not think it was going to blow up the way that it's blown up. That was our first practice report. We're going to try and film a few more for the rest of the week. But I appreciate it. If you haven't seen it yet, go check it out. I didn't even think the video was one of our better ones. But you guys loved it, and I appreciate it. And it let me know that we have viewers in the Philippines. So we should thank Chris and Brian for that.
Yes.
Haley's friends. And they were the ones that built me a little studio for me to get to do that. Now, I want to talk about what you should expect from LSU men's basketball, and how this actually works in the world of college basketball. So I will be straight up with you. I'm not a Cole Adams, any college basketball diehard that you could think of. I am not that. Okay. I love March Madness. I love conference tournament weekend. But because of my prior work in college basketball, I am lucky to know quite a few people in the industry that watch every regular season game and all of that. Okay. So it is astonishing how many people that work in college basketball truly dislike Will Wade. They truly do. I was kind of shocked by that. I really was. And then there are other people that do like him. I could just be totally wrong on that, but I don't think I am. And I'm not just talking about the national guys that, you know, had a vendetta out for him. You can kind of read some of the national writers that covered Will Wade during that tenure. And the way they reported and talked about him with wiretapping and all of it, I will be honest. I said it at the time that in the NCAA we lived in at that time, You probably have to move on, okay? And we can get into all the different dirty laundry things with Will Wade and the checks and, you know, some of his personal family members and all of that. But at the same time, I was a little shocked how Will Wade was portrayed as if this dude was smuggling narcotics. I mean, excuse my language and our partners and all of that. It was fucking insane. I'm just going to be honest.
Girl.
Ask Jared or anyone that's been with me for a few years now. The way that they would talk about this was as if this was truly nefarious activities that Will Wade was doing. Now, was he bending the rules? Yeah. Sure. Okay. That's a nice way to put it. But it is amazing when you can be made an example of, right? Because a lot of, and this was explained to me by another national insider, okay? Part of why Will Wade was made such a big example, and not many people in the National College Basketball Media want to say this, is he was an easier target, right? There are national coaches who are already in the Hall of Fame, who have had more success, but they coach at prestigious programs. Guess what? They didn't peep. Not a damn thing was ever said about him. Mm. All right. There is one prominent example of this, which he lost in the last round. I was about to go see him play on Friday night. It's a guy by the name of Bill Self in the Kansas Jayhawks. And by the way, I know we do have some DC viewers. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to go to the Final Four or the Sweet 16 in DC on Friday. We roll deep. I say we roll deep. I do not have Sweet 16 money. So if someone has an extra ticket, I would love to go with you. And I will pay the face value. But I can't pay $700 to sit in the nosebleeds for this. Even though growing up, Tom Izzo was my favorite coach. Mo Pete, Mateen Cleaves, and that Natty was like right during my childhood and got me into college basketball at a young age. So we're in D.C. right now. We're trying to go to the game.
Not weird. I'm fine with you. So if anybody has a ticket just for him, girl, that's good with me, girl.
Legendary CEO, thank you.
I don't need to go.
Jarrett, what's good? Okay. But, yeah, and I won't get – like I said, I don't want to get into this because I am a fan of I won't say I'm a fan, but I do think Rick Pitino is the best college basketball coach of all time. And that's why I really want to go, right? Tom Izzo is my favorite college basketball coach of all time, men's. And Rick Pitino, to me, is the best to ever do it. And to see Rick Pitino coach in person, I would love to because there's no one better at this, okay? So, yeah, we are on our anniversary trip, and I want to go to the game on Friday. Appreciate you, legendary CEO. Okay. Now, but yes, but you don't hear a whole lot of Pitinoisms, all right? But Will Wade, what he did was beyond nefarious in the minds of many in the college basketball media. So it did irk some, right? Why won't you say that about some of the other coaches? And why would you only say this about Will Wade? All right. So yes, we've gone over some of the things. I don't think a lot of you care. Okay. Cause we got him back. Richard, good to see you. We'll keep it moving. All right. So, and once again, legendary CEO, we appreciate it. The next thing here, is, as far as Will Wade is concerned, I do think you need to make a Sweet 16 in these first couple of seasons, all right? Because he's not taking this job without resources, all right? You know, if so, he could have just stayed at NC State. And, you know, Jared's one of the biggest men's basketball fans we have here. We got a few season ticket holders in the chat right now. But I do think Sweet 16 is a fair assessment because I don't think he's coming over here without a promise of having a top five budget. All right, so it won't be Kentucky's, which has been widely reported as the top. We were in the bottom third of SEC spending per a report by Matt Brown. We can get into the actual numbers if you want, operating budget, what does that actually mean or whatever. But, you know, I think Will Wade wants to make sure he has the resources to go out there and get a good roster. The other thing is, you know, where I've defended Matt McMahon is he's had bad injury luck. But, you know, I just think it was too much of an excuse for a Division I Power Four coach to not make an NCAA tournament in 4 years. I think if you're at any program, you should make the NCAA tournament in the first 4 years. All right. Now, something else that's really interesting about Will Wade is you get him to Baton Rouge, and he really wants to be here. I'm not saying he would have been in the running for the North Carolina job, but there are bigger openings out there. So at this point, can we for sure say that North Carolina is going to hire a better coach than Will Wade in Chapel Hill? I would like to think that they would, but who would that be? Okay, NC State fans mad calling for tampering. Yeah, it's crazy. Gotta love what the Virgil is doing. I got my Virgil Van Dyke jersey in the back. So I do want to talk about Verge. I was going to save this for the end, but yeah, I want to thank Verge. He did something a while back that I have a deep bit of admiration for regarding someone mutual in our inner circle. So, he wasn't asking for anything for it, but I wanted to say that on some stream about him, because, you know, there's a lot that has been said about Verge, and I wanted to show him some love for that, but also show him some love for what he's been doing as the LSU athletic director. And
hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
And this is one of the hottest streaks that an AD has ever gone on to start a tenure ever. Now, what I would say to the contrary is there was a time where we thought Scott Woodward could walk on water as well. Verge deserves credit for the basketball hire because he is the athletic director. But at the same time, Verge is more connected to Lane Kiffin and the hire there than, you know, when you look at Will Wade, there were other people. Most notably, Heath Schroyer. That could have just been, hey, Will Wade's coming, right? So there you go. Yeah, I don't know who North Carolina's going to go after. I would make Jay Wright say no. If they were able to get Jay Wright, it would be a game over. Okay. We are sounding all right. Let's keep it going.
You good?
Go Tiger says, I mean, it's North Carolina. North Carolina to me is the best job. I think it's the best job.
Whatever me.
Now, I do want to talk some LSU football practice just briefly, and then we'll get back to Will Wade. So, you know, the practice report that we gave, you know, we shared a bunch of details about what we were seeing, introducing you to some of the players and the jersey number stuff, which is a big deal. I'll put your foot on the. I might get super chats if you put your.
Go by.
I need to unblur now.
Go by.
I mean, you got some.
I have a size 11 narrow.
Size 11.
140 pounds.
Size 11
that
narrow.
Makes no sense.
Well, knowing what it costs to live here in D.C. and vacation here,
no,
we are willing to sell feet pics.
No, we're not.
For super chats. Yeah.
Girl, bye. Not this one. Mama, you better tell him, girl. I know you want to, girl. You better tell him to calm down, honey.
You okay. Know? We will keep this going, though. So a few things about LSU practice. And this is also kind of stuff that's just been what's leading into this spring. Ty Benefield. So Lane Kiffin had the quote about Ty Benefield that was
must be on cold water.
A bit of a shock, right? So if I were to ask you to right now pick three LSU players that Lane Kiffin would go out of his way to say are super elite players, if I were to give you three, you would probably say Tre'Davious Green. You would probably say Jordan Seaton, and you'd probably say Whit Weeks. All right, and if you wanted to talk about his Ole Miss guys, he would say Winnie Watkins or Prince Will or TJ or whoever. But for him to go out of his way in a question by Blake to say, "Hey, you get a chance to say a super elite player, or you get to talk about Tre'Davious Green." That was basically the question. What makes Tre'Davious Green a great player? And Lane goes out of his way to say, well, the ultra elite guys, Tre'Davious Green, Jordan Seaton, and Ty Benefield. I don't think a lot of us would have thought it would have been Ty Benefield. Maybe Sam Levitt.
Hey, do y'all have an iron or a steamer? Yes. Where are they at? Okay, so right off the elevator on the 7th floor. Okay, cool, thanks. Sorry, I had to check on an iron. I'm sorry.
Was it pressing? Ty Benefield is more important than your iron.
I gotta iron my britches.
Who calls them britches?
You know I do. Don't be
They're trousers.
No, girl.
God.
I may not even iron them.
Then why interrupt this very important? This is the most important live stream.
Because they knew I needed to get my pants ironed.
I mean, my goodness gracious.
They love me. They love me on there. Are you joking? They like me more than you.
I would like you more than me as well.
I would too. They're my crazy girl.
Oh, you love the setup, Chris?
I know Clifton loves me more anyway, and I know he's on there, girl.
D really had a good pun here. He's a dad. He says,
"Was it pressing pun?" That's okay. I like it.
That's funny. That is really funny.
I like it.
That's him playing at Miranda Lambert's bar right there.
Oh yeah, she's a bitch.
She is not. No, we don't talk about Miranda like that here.
I do not like her.
I love.
I saw her in Blake Gate. I do not like her.
Miranda, I'll let you ride my baggage claim as much as you want.
Well, call her up, baby. Less work for me.
for britches. We appreciate that, legendary CEO. Thank you. But yeah, Ty Benefield is a guy that has been getting steamed up privately to me. This happens a decent amount of the time when you do a breakdown of someone, and someone that knows that person, they'll reach out to you. And we did a breakdown of Ty Benefield's film from his Notre Dame game. And, you know, I brought up what I liked about it, what I didn't like about it. And more often than not, I'll get a message saying, "Hey, I like how fair you were. All right, you weren't just sunshine and rainbows," where you would think if someone that knows the player, it would say, "Hey, you shouldn't have said that one negative thing about him." Most parents and friends and family, they're nice about things, right? But Ty Benefield can flat out run. He plays so hard. He has got an engine on him. He's got position versatility. He's not afraid to play deep, not afraid to play close to the line of scrimmage. But, you know, for me, the thing that concerns me the most about Ty Benefield is the tackling. All right. Tackling was a very erratic, but what I would say is he was in the right place at the right time, a good chunk of the time. And the guy that he reminds me a lot of is Jay Ward. You know, that was Jay Ward's thing, right? He was a very versatile, fast DB, didn't have the biggest build, but he could be in the right place. And then as his career progressed, he became a better tackler and obviously eventually got drafted by the Minnesota Vikings. So, you know, do I think Ty Benefield's going to be ultra elite? I hope, right? Like, I was very happy to hear Lane Kiffin say that. An offensive coach saying that about a defensive player that we probably wouldn't have thunk he would have said that about. You would think he would have said that about Whit. Now, I will also say Lane was just kind of spitballing. He's not just saying those are the only three ultra elite players. I think he views Prince Will that way. And he was also making a point that ultra elite guys are really strong mentally, and Ty Benefield is definitely strong mentally. He is in the right place at the right time a good chunk of the time. We would just like to see him finish more plays than at Boise State. So we'll see. All right. Wait, YouTube wouldn't let you put the word feet in a super chat? That's probably good. That's probably good. Could you imagine if you are an attractive female and you just do regular YouTube? There's probably a lot of weirdos out there that do type in, yeah, here's $100 for feet! For feet! All right, a quick word from our friends that the best partners a man could have. That is Labor Therapy.
Are you missing that sweet swing? If pain is holding your golf game back, you must check out the full simulator at the Lafayette location of Labor Therapy Center. Yes, Chase and his team built this simulator to go along with a full set of programs catered to your needs. Yes, this entire team at Labor Therapy worked hard to fix that back, your elbow, shoulders, wrists, knees, toes. It doesn't matter. At their Lafayette location, 337-981-4053. Call today. But what if you don't golf? And what if you don't live in Lafayette? No problem. They fix anything therapy related. Book today, labortherapy.com, with locations in Carncrow, Youngsville, Morgan City, and Crowley. Labortherapy.com. Labord therapy.com. Let's go.
All righty. So Will Wade, we'll stay on the big topic here. I've read different reports what the deal is actually going to look like. 7 years is what it sounds like. Now, what is this AAV and the bonuses and all of that? I don't know. What assistants are going to come with him? You know, and this might just be me being naive. I don't know how important college basketball assistants are. I would say in football, they're very important. Okay. Probably the most important sport when it comes to assistants is football. And I don't think it's really close, to be honest. But what's the staff going to look like? I don't know. How many of the guys from NC State are going to follow him to BR? I don't know. Okay. But, you know, as excited as we are about Will Wade, and I'm not just saying this because we are a football first channel. All right. I would like to bring up that football is still what is really going to get us going. All right. Like, if we were to have a lot of success in men's basketball, let's just say for some reason we strike really hot and we go to a Final Four. And let's just say Kim Mulkey wins another natty in the next couple of seasons. And baseball wins another one. All right. Well, let's just say Lane Kiffin doesn't work out. Then we're still in trouble. We're still in a lot of trouble. Okay. So, while I think Lane is up for the challenge, and while I think Lane is going to be very successful, this still is going to come down to football having success. And to me, the ultimate benchmark of everything that has happened, from when Brian Kelly got fired and how all of that was handled, to where now we're in the middle of this chaos of Will Wade coming back to Baton Rouge, the only thing that truly is going to make all of this a success is Lane Kiffin having a lot of success in BR. Okay. And that's just the God's honest truth. You know, you take a look at Brian Kelly's buyout, $54 million. $54 million. You know, that's 18 Will Wade buyouts. That's 6 or 7 Matt McMahon buyouts. And what I would say as far as McMahon or whoever it may be is that while the money is concerning, like, even though it's not our money, it does make you, you know, raise your eyebrow. Man, where was all of this? You know, where was this money? Why couldn't we, you know, pay up to get one corner or one safety to put on the 2024 LSU team to make our team a lot better? You know, would we have won an extra game or two if we had Andrew Makuba or whatever DB was available in the portal before 2024? And that would have cost an extra $250K or whatever it would have been to get a player of that caliber. And the bottom line is this. The money is flying in because people like Verge and people like Lane. That's just the simple truth. It's also true that people did not like BK and people did not like Scott Woodward. Sometimes it's just as simple as that. All right. And, you know, that affability matters. Now, is Lane a like coach? No, no. Outside of Louisiana, he's probably the most unpopular coach in America. But if he's on your side, he excites you. Season ticket requests, all that stuff is up. Even if we are terrible in year one, guess what? Everything's going to go up. All right. And how I feel about LSU basketball, and obviously it's going to come down to the roster and who we can get here. I think he's going to have a pretty good roster in year one. Tickets are going to sell. Like, we're about to sell some tickets. And that might not sound like a big deal, but it is a big deal. Because for men's basketball, we have not had asses in seats. They just haven't been there. You know, it's not good when we are sending out, and by we, I'm saying LSU, mass emails to students, hey, don't just come for the free giveaway and leave. We need you to stay. You can't beg people to stay. And, you know, the only thing that I disagreed with, and I'm glad we swung for the fences here with Will Wade, and we had a good idea that this was going to happen. I would have been the single most disappointed as an LSU fan for any one thing outside of, a course, serious things. Whatever. You guys get that. But it really would have pissed me off if we would have run it back with Matt McMahon. It really would have pissed me off. And while there was belief, and we did have a very prominent person, you know, Instagram story, some words of support for Matt McMahon a few weeks ago. It was unacceptable to bring him back. I understand that there was a buyout attached to it. You have to pay him $8 million to leave, and it was a part of a 7-year deal or whatever. But we just simply could not move on. We just simply couldn't do it. And, you know, I don't want us to feel spoiled, because even though Brian Kelly said the spoiled comment, there was some truth to it as far as, like, how good we are in all these different sports. But it is not too much to ask to make the NCAA tournament at least once over a 4-year period. All right. So give a lot of credit to, once again, the power brokers that helped get this done. And we're going to keep trucking along. Okay. Let's go to LSU Tigers 2898. Would you say the terrible seasons in both basketball and football are worth the new coaches? Yes. Now, what I would also say is I don't like seeing that allowed because there are players and players' families that do watch that. And I never want to dismiss those guys, right? Like, I don't ever want it to come across, hey, I'm glad we're losing, right? And even though I'm wearing an NFL shirt, in professional sports, you are rewarded with losing, with tanking and obviously draft position and all of that. But it is true, and it's a very good point that you made, LSU Tigers 28-98. It is better to just bottom out. And it's not just sports. It's everything, right? There are countless stories of people in entertainment and in business where their success really happened when they are down to the studs, right? Everything is ripped down. Your foundation is gutted. You were fired. You were let go. You were cheated on, whatever. Sometimes a hard reset in your life is the best thing for you. And this might be a message that's resonating with you in your own personal life. But guess what? As an athletics program, we bottomed out. LSU basketball's never been worse. LSU football, the worst thing you could be is not bad, but people thinking you're good, but you really are bad. And that was the case with Brian Kelly. People think Brian Kelly's a good coach. You know, I rightly pushed back on quite a few people that had Brian Kelly as, you know, an elite coach going into this past season. I felt he was a very good coach that strongly and overwhelmingly underperformed two really good rosters. Now, the 2024 defense wasn't great, but we know 2023 defensively and offensively, we had enough talent. And in 2024, we had enough talent offensively. We're just bad. We're just not a good football team. We were lucky to win some of the games that we were able to win. And then we saw what happened in 2025.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
We beat a fraudulent Clemson team, a fraudulent Florida team, and the worst South Carolina offense in a very long time. So, you know, it is good to bottom out, all right? Ask North Carolina. If they had beaten VCU, they probably would not have fired Hubert Davis. But they lost. And not only did they lose, they lost in the first round. North Carolina truly bottomed out. They have barely made the NCAA tournament the year before. Guess what? We can move on from Hubert Davis. One of our channel partners, Tri-Scutter Wealth Management, big North Carolina basketball fan, okay? They're ready to move on, all right? They go to games, you know, like it's just the truth. And another program that would have wished that and would have lost to Santa Clara in the first round was Kentucky. Kentucky knows that they have a fraudulent coach and Mark Pope, and a lot of Kentucky Wildcat fans want to move on. So yes, bottoming out is sometimes good. So yeah, I think most people do view our seasons as major dubs. All right. Jordan says, I bet LSU made him a strong-ass offer. Good to see you, Jordan. And we could talk a little bit more about the details, about what transpired with Will Wade if you guys want to. I choose not to. I want this to be a celebratory thing. We could do that as at a later live stream. I don't think a lot of you really do care, to be honest. But I think Jordan is more so making a joke. But we can go back and cover all the things that the Pat 40s of the world wrote about Will Wade. I've met Pat a few times in the past, but he does not like LSU. All right. He just simply doesn't. There's a few national writers who don't like him. Okay. So Someone just tweeted out Louisiana Scumbag University. Someone just tweeted that out.
Oh, come on.
And my wife in the background says, oh, come on, as an Arkansas fan. Because scumbag's a little.
That's a little strong word.
A little strong. But we just got a, you know, an influx of viewers here. But what I would say as far as the scumbag university comment is, would you prefer to win and be scumbags, or would you prefer to be choir boys and lose? That's it. I guarantee you are not going to find a negative thing about Matt McMahon. It's just simply not going to happen. It's just simply not going to happen. And I shared the Mike Anderson anecdote. I knew Mike. Hubert Davis is a nice guy. North Carolina, it got abrasive because the pressure of that job is the highest level of pressure you can have at any one job in college sports. But Hubert Davis is a nice guy. And I'm not telling you that, you know, nice guys don't win. I mean, Jay Wright, nice guy. I mean, there's plenty of nice guys that win, but behind closed doors, they're ruthless. All right. The problem with Will Wade is, you know, the strong ass offer. People don't like it. And the funny thing about it is, like, it truly was just a few years later where we wouldn't have even gave a shit about that comment. Okay. I simply just do not mind my coaches being assholes. I don't. All right. Are viewed as assholes. I simply don't mind it. All right. Ask Indiana fans right now. Hey, would you like to have back an RIP?
Tony Dungy.
All right.
Oh, that was the Colts. Just kidding.
No.
Sorry.
Not Tony Dungy.
I do love him, though.
If you were to ask Indiana fans, hey, you love Kurt Cignetti, don't you? But wouldn't it be nice to have Bob Knight back? RIP his soul. Yeah. Ask Indiana fans, hey, what's one chair throw and a player being choked? What's that in the grand scheme of things? You tell me. It doesn't matter. People just don't care. People just don't give a shit. I wish. Now, if you're watching this, you probably care, right? You care about, like, the behind the scenes. You know, my channel attracts super diehard LSU fans and just college sports fans. You do care. You do care about the rules and all of that. All right. But it doesn't matter in the grand scheme. All right. We'll take one final break and we'll get to as many comments as we possibly can after this.
Are you a diehard LSU fan? And would you like to understand the complex game of football better? Well, sign up today for our PHL Patreon. This is his second touchdown. Counter GY, you're pulling the guard. We dive deep on recruiting and the transfer portal at a level that you have never seen before. Film breakdowns from so many different angles. And my personal favorites, oh yeah, the analytics, baby. I like to get nerdy. We take a look at cutting edge statistics that help all of us understand LSU football even better. And guess what? Every new signup gets a Joe Burrow card in the mail for free. But we gotta save the best for last. Our private Discord community of LSU fans from around the globe. Sign up today. Patreon.com/LSU football and put your name on our wall of patrons. Special thanks to everybody who's on here. Let's freaking go.
All righty. Wanted to take a quick break to get to Will Wade's personal statement. This just came out from Will Wade. So even though LSU is not tweeted out their official report, or I'd say official. Nothing's really official until you get the official LSU basketball account tweet, because they won't tweet that out until the contract's done. But we'll get to Will Wade's comments here. I want to take a moment to sincerely thank North Carolina State University Athletic Director Boo Corrigan and the entire administration for the opportunity to be a part of something special. From day one, everything that was promised to me and my staff was delivered, and then some. From the operational support to the quality of the people in the building to the resources and facilities, we were given every tool needed to compete at the highest level. That kind of commitment is rare, and it speaks volumes to the leadership and vision here at North Carolina State. I also want to deeply acknowledge Boo Corrigan's leadership. Continue, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. All right. I do want to get to the meat of this. All right. And it's this portion right here. Quote, "That was not an easy decision because of how much respect and appreciation I have for this program and this university. But the opportunity to return to Louisiana State University is deeply personal. It's a chance to go home to a place that means a great deal to me and my family. I'll always be grateful for my time here, the relationships we built, and the foundation we helped strengthen. NC State is positioned for continued success, and I'll be cheering them on moving forward." I didn't say that smoothly at all. All right. So what does all of that mean? Translate that. Well, let's go to, you know, I always like to save a little something here for the end. Got all this prep right here. In life, you know, we were sharing some life lessons a minute ago. A lot of people simply don't like to feel wronged.
Carter, is my phone ringing?
No, it's fine. A lot of people just don't like to feel like they were jaded, or that they were you know, put in a spot that they felt like they didn't need to be in. And let's just say you are Will Wade, all right, and you know, the family side of things, move back home. Sure. But Will Wade is a visceral competitor.
Not visceral.
And I do think if you were to look at going from NC State back to LSU, that would be viewed as a lateral move. NC State has some basketball history. Jim Valvano obviously is, you know, what you think of immediately, but we just mentioned they just made a Final Four run with Kevin Keats, who they fired for Will Wade. Okay. So, you know, I do think a lot of this is, yeah, Will Wade's getting a good deal, moved back home. A lot of his McNeese guys are back. They're getting promotions and jobs because of it. Governor Landry and relationship there. Ugh. But you have got to not overlook this man's personal vendetta he has against the NCAA and what, and or whoever you want to point to in regarding the investigation as far as the wiretap. Okay. What I would say, though, is I do think a lot of this is Will Wade feeling like he does have unfinished business at LSU. It's kind of like the Lane thing. It's just a feeling that you have when it comes to this opportunity to coach at those three letters. Whether it's the feeling those three letters give you, whether it's the brand, whatever word you want to use, sometimes you feel for you to reach that next level or for you to finish unfinished business,
right,
you need to make the leap. You need to join LSU. You need to go to that school. You need to make that move.
Huh.
And I understand everyone's going to make a big deal about the buyouts, better resources, all of that. The arena, whatever it may be. What I will tell you, though, is I do think a lot of this is Will just saying, yeah, let's effing go. Let's do this. I want to finish what I was not able to properly finish at LSU, which is why I included when we were interim coached and how poorly we were interim coached. All right. So let me I wanted to get the interim basketball coach's name. I meant to get that beforehand. It was Kevin Nickelberry.
Oh, that's a name. I like
it. All right.
Good name.
Hopefully I'm getting this right. It's what the Gemini is telling me. All right. They were, LSU was a sixth seed. And I think we, I'd have to go back and look. But there is a time during that game where we got a technical foul for having six players on the court when we lost as a sixth seed. Six, we couldn't even get the right amount of players
That's
on the
so
court.
Sad,
could you imagine being Will Wade, knowing that a place that you love was treated the way that it was treated during the investigation? Even if you don't feel that Will Wade is right in feeling that he was wronged, Will Wade as a competitor is going to be like, man, I still owe it to LSU. I got him in the trouble. I got him the scholarship productions. I'm going to dig him back out of this mess. And they want me back to dig them out of this mess. And I know who I know there in Louisiana. And I know that they're in powerful positions. And I know with the right foundation, I can get what I need to get to actually get LSU to that next level. And here's the thing. While I said what I said earlier about Lane, all of this just simply is not going, like, it's going to be considered a success if Lane doesn't have success, in my opinion.
He will. He's a king.
What I would tell you, though, is there is not a single bigger, untapped natty, maybe in the entire SEC, than LSU men's basketball winning a natty. A school that had Shaquille O'Neal, Chris Jackson, Pete Maravich, Rudy Macklin. The list goes on and on. You win a basketball natty at LSU? No, man, they're building the statue right away. They're putting you right next to Simone Augustus and Shaq.
Yeah,
and Pettit.
I got above it.
So I'm really excited. Sibley, we're live right now, baby. Say hi to the PHL Nation. We're live.
If I tell you that a chicken dips north, look for the cab beneath his wings. So I got Will back here. Nation, how you doing? I've been talking to Tigers all morning, and I've been texting with Will for the last week and a half, and I send Will pictures of gumbo.
Yeah, let's go. You sent Will a photo. So, Sibley, you're part of the reason why Will Wade is back, because you sent him a photo. No, you sent him a photo of gumbo. That's breaking news.
I say this to my family. I am on the LSU Foundation, National Foundation Board, and I give a ton of money to LSU every year. But, No. It was the athletic director, Bird Osberry. He did a great job. And then it was some alums who gave him a lot of encouragement, including myself. And I don't talk much about this, if you know, Carter.
You're live now, Sibley. Are you sure you want to? Don't.
Yeah, I'm live. Okay. I don't mind talking about it. I can talk about it. But I think that when Will was released, it was not a good day. And I think that he would do exceptionally well because he understands, you know, recruiting. And, you know, the only thing, I guess, that people kind of questioned was that when he did not go to the president's office when he was called. But all of the alums, we just had a good conversation. We're happy to have him back. And people have to understand, people ask, well, how does LSU pay for this? It is a monthly salary deal. I mean, we didn't have to pay BK all of this money. as long as you can meet the monthly salaries, do the math. So let us say that LSU makes $70 million a year net. You probably make $200 million a year, right? And 70 times 10 is how much?
700. Wow. Yeah,
That's $700 million, okay? Because I'm more familiar with the Texas stuff than I am with the LSU stuff. What you do, you just meet a monthly payroll. And then what happens when BK rolls off, so let us say that we are paying BK, I don't know, $900,000 a month, right? Mm. And let's say that we're paying the new coach, Lane, $900,000 a month. And then let's say we pay, you know, the other coaches so much. You have to look at the relationship between revenue and what's coming on, and it's a monthly salary. Nobody's going to write a check for $90 million. Nobody's going to write a check. It's all based on the monthly stuff.
But you know, but you can write a check for that much.
Well, you know, I'll say this. I have sold high tech companies and, you know, up in this. Yeah. But that's another question.
I don't mind.
You know, I know everybody from my family. I'm the guy who did Glowfish, and then I did Nuclein, and I've sold, you know, my Austin.
Yeah, my
students were, you know, Mike Adele came through my, you know, IC Square when I was director. Jim Fassard, National Instruments, came through there.
But I'll tell you this, man. I know you know a lot of the old schooler LSU basketball alums. They're excited. I talked to one that I met through you a little bit earlier today via text, but I'm sure you've been on the phone. You're always talking to him because of your history with LSU basketball, Dr. John Sibley Butler. But overall, really quickly here, they're excited, correct?
You feel everybody, the Go Tiger Nation is excited. Virge Osbury deserves a big tip of the hat. Richard Lipsy deserves a big tip of the hat. And then we had great cheerleaders like the governor and Heat. But it's Virge Osbury that deserves a big tip of the hat.
Good job, Virge.
I didn't know I was going to be live.
Yeah, well, you're live. You didn't.
It's had to be live with my family, so I'm very, very happy. It's going to be great, and everybody will be excited, and that's what we want, excitement. And remember, the nanny stuff is the you know, it's a couple of the, you know, only one team is going to win a nanny.
That's
right?
True.
But we want it excited, you know. So
I just want to be back in March Madness, man.
That's we want to be back in March Madness. We want to have a shot. We need to be back in the conversation. You know, we've seen it. I've seen this. I've seen this. You know, at LSU. In lots of sports, and I've seen it in Northwestern. You know, I went to Northwestern for my graduate school, and of course, where I used to work, I just retired from the University of Texas. And you know, I would love to have Beard back in Texas, but I think that Miller is a good replacement.
He might go to the Final Four in year one at Texas. Could you imagine that? Huh?
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Remember, it was Texas who beat Will Wade.
That's true.
Had a good life.
That's true. So Sean Miller deserves some success for getting the ball rolling.
Well, you know, Sean Miller was on the Johnny Carson show. Do you know about that?
Oh, when he was little, right?
Yeah, when he was little.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, Sibs, Well. We're I'm about to have to cut this off because, you know, we're on our anniversary trip, the wifey and I in D.C. So, but
okay.
Well, we appreciate.
Well, look, I say go Tigers! I'm excited about LSU basketball, and I'm excited about the women's basketball. Baseball will be back, and we got a great AD, and we're moving forward. Okay, take care.
All right, Sibley.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Bye.
Dr. John Sibley Butler joining us.
So great.
Love Sibley. So once again. I would like to think pretty much everything you said was pretty accurate. But yeah, he texted Will Wade a photo of gumbo. What's that? I don't know what North Carolina is known for their barbecue, though. But is North Carolina barbecue, ugh, can that overcome the food in Louisiana? It can. Now, Austin, Texas barbecue might. But yeah, shout out to Sean Miller beating NC State in round one and getting Will Wade focused on what he really needed to do. Okay. So that was Dr. John Sibley Butler right there. And as you can see, that's a photo with another legend, Mr. Brady James, who had the most ridiculous tackle versus Texas, ironically, in the bowl game. I remember that was like when I was little, one of the more ridiculous plays I remember. Obviously, you know, when you're little, if you're in your mid-30s, the most ridiculous LSU play is a bluegrass miracle because we were all so young. But Brady James had a tackle versus Texas in a bowl game that was ridiculous. Okay. But as Dr. Johnson with Butler, thank you for calling. But no, I was not on the phone with Verge. But I do want to shout out Verge. I shouted him out earlier because he did something really nice for someone mutual. So there you go. Let's get to a few more here. I just looked at the amount of viewers we had in here. Good to see you guys. Here we go. I get a little StreamYard number, but I'm not able to see the specific YouTube numbers. And, you know, we're a YouTube channel. And this was unannounced. I didn't know we were going to go live. This was, I was going to take the week off from live streaming. But I was. Mm-hmm. We weren't going to go live. So I decided to go on ahead and go live. There we go. It's a good point right here by Skills Too Real. And it is also important what Sibley said is that it's not like the Kevin Sumlin buyout, where Kevin Sumlin's buyout needed to be paid in full by a 60-day time period. And I think that number was $30 million. So a lot of these buyouts are over months, okay? It's a monthly payment. It's kind of when you buy a car, you're not always going to go in there and buy, or you're never going to go in there and buy it all in cash. It depends.
Redact that, girl.
If you're Sibley, you can walk in there and drop a few hundos. Huh?
Sibley walks in and buys in cash. Don't worry about
it. Okay. I actually do want to, because it is anniversary weekend, and I don't get to do a live stream with the wife in the room that you guys know about. I don't get to do that often. I want to shout out the ladies. LSU Gymnastics. Why don't you see this?
Sorry.
Okay. I've got to shout her out. I know we've been shouting out Flage quite a bit. We will play tomorrow, Friday night, 9 p.m. Central, LSU women's basketball against Duke in the rematch. But we got to shout out Kaylin Chio. 2025, she was the SEC Freshman of the Year. And then in 2026, she was the SEC Gymnast of the Year. So Asha Claire Kearney, Susan Jackson, Haley Bryant, but
not this one.
Caitlin might be the GOAT. She is so good. The perfect tens have been amazing. But I do want to talk a little bit about LSU and the Duke rematch. So late tip.
I've got a late tip too, girl.
That's tonight, but LSU women's, their game is tomorrow, late at 9 p.m. Okay. So I'm going to be straight up with you. I do not know if we're going to be able to do a live stream after the game. All right. I like to go live after every women's basketball postseason game. It's just always just been a thing here. But I might be going to the games in D.C. Tom Izzo. You guys know my connection. I have a connection to Duke basketball that I shared a little bit earlier. And then you have Rick Pitino. And you have Dan Hurley. All right. So it's rare. This is a best Sweet 16 lineup that any regional has ever had. So I'm going to try and go to that game. It's probably not going to happen. And we'll probably just do a live stream for the women's game. But as far as that game is concerned, I do think LSU wins. I just think they're more athletic than Duke. I don't know a whole lot about Duke's team. I'm not going to be a Bob Starkey here and give the full scatter report on them. But I do think we will roll. I think we'll take care of business versus Duke, and then I'll set up the rematch versus UCLA. Okay. We say hi to Hal.
What time is it, babe?
1:37.
Okay.
Are you ready to go?
Here in about 15, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to call the Uber.
Let's go to Brian. And what's the purpose of bringing back Will Wade? He was okay, i.e. only the Sweet 16, but can he take you to the Final Four? I actually do think this is a good question right here from Brian. All right, because I know he'll get ganged up on here in the chat. So, do you know how hard it is to make a Final Four? So, while it is nice that college basketball has the illusion of a higher or a more wide way of celebrating a team. Like, college basketball is truly the only sport where we truly celebrate a Final Four if you're one of the four best teams. Now, in other sports, in baseball, we really do celebrate when a team goes to Omaha. So that's make it a Final Eight. I get that, right? But, y'all, the same coaches are in the Final Four every year. The same teams, literally the same traditional programs are in the Final Four. All right, it's just how it works. And it's really hard. Take a look at the Sweet 16 now. Take a look at it now. Even with NIL, even with you being able to go out there and buy a roster, it still doesn't matter unless you get the right coach. It does not matter. A good example of this is Michigan. I mean, Dusty May is not some amazing coach. He's got great NIL. He got the most coveted transfer in Yaxel Rosenberg. Sure, but Dusty May can coach. He took Florida Atlantic to a Final Four. So, yes, it is true that Will Wade has not been to that level of success. Okay? He's not. But what I would tell you is he never really got the opportunity to truly coach his team. All right? Like we said, there was an interim coach who got a technical foul for having six guys on the court at the same time. All right? So, I will defend Will Wade. I do think it is important, though, to your point, to not get too carried away with how much success we had under him during the first time around. I think part of why we celebrated so much is because we've mostly just been bad. It's just true. Whether it was Trent Johnson, Johnny Jones, Matt McMahon. But you have got to have a guy, all right? Like, Texas, if you actually sat and watched Texas men's basketball this year, they had some ugly blowouts. I mean, there were games where they were just not good. They lost a ridiculously good player in Trey Johnson. They got rid of a coach who made the Elite Eight a few years ago in Rodney Terry. They still got rid of him, and I think Rodney will be a fine coach wherever he ends up next. But they get Sean Miller, and they're in a Sweet 16 as an 11 seed. And it was a tough. They had to win three games, including versus Will Wade. You have got to get the right coach. It's just how the sport works. All right.
Oh, I bet we won't be able to get around anywhere tomorrow, girl. With the game being here. Oh, my God. Good thing we're doing this today.
Sergeant, one of our many YouTube members. So there you go. All right, y'all. That'll do it for me. Big thanks to all our supers. Legendary CEO holding it down. My guy, Jared Addison. What a freaking day, man. What a freaking day.
A time has been had. Have you missed some important calls, baby?
No, I'm just okay. Make sure I didn't miss anything.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if, like...
All right. I do want to go to this. This was sent to me by a national college basketball reporter. All right. This is not the one I referenced earlier. I do not know Matt Norlander. All right. This thread is getting passed around quite a bit. Okay. So Matt Norlander, big college basketball reporter for CBS. So I want to go through his timeline here. After checking with sources on both sides, here's a brief why and how Will Wade's exit from NC State. Will Wade was seriously approached Tuesday night by LSU brass about coming back. That's the origin point of when it became real. Not entirely true. Wade went to NC State and asked for an increase in pay for the staff and a significant bump at NIL in order to compete with the top of the ACC. State was not able and or willing to meet that ask demand. LSU became inevitable at that point. Okay. State was around $9 million in NIL this past season. LSU is easily going to clear $10 million in roster building resources.
God.
Okay.
That's wild.
That and State's being able to make up the difference in staff salary is a primary catalyst for Wade's exodus. LSU President Wade Roos was the driver on tempting Wade, and the school's board of supervisors heartily endorsed the courtship. I'm told the governor, Jeff Landry, wasn't a serious player in the way he was with sacking Brian Kelly and bringing on Lane Kiffin. Okay. This is partially correct. Okay. Wade Roos, course, was the athletic director at McNeese. But to say that the guy who didn't bring, or the guy that had a huge part in getting Wade the job, Wade Roos, by the way, at LSU, to say that Jeff Landry didn't have an impact on this, the way that this tweet reads out to me is that Jeff Landry wasn't a serious player. I'm sorry. I have a tough time believing that it might not be the specifics, but so there you go. I'm also told LSU is going to pay Wade north of $4 million to start on a 7-year deal.
Jeez.
Keep in mind, he was a little more than above $2.5 million at NC State. That makes sense. NC State source told me that Wade has communicated that he's not going to poach all of State's roster, and he wants to soften the blow on NC State as much as possible. Okay. I get that. I understand. Respect there, but I don't give a damn. Poach all you want. All right, but this is what I want to share. As is the case with the Lane Kiffin reporting, with these kinds of things, when there's so many tentacles involved in going after coaches because not only are you talking to the coach, you're talking to the agent on behalf of the coach, then the agent has other clients that might be, you know, involved. Then you have all these assistants and all of that. It's a messier situation in football than it is in basketball because there's just not as many people. But you're gonna read so many different things as far as the timeline of this. But I just have a tough time believing that the ball was not rolling on this beforehand. But that's why I don't. That's why I'm not insider. Okay, that's why people don't like insiders. It's a tough job. A lot of misinformation out there. Dang, you know, come on, Hal and Brian. Come on, Hal. Calm down. Brian. I'm glad Brian's here saying that LSU can and should do better. That's fine. I'm always open to having different opinions. I'm not going to, even though I strongly disagree with you, I don't think LSU could have done better than getting the guy who really wants to be here. You know, my dream guy was Tony Bennett. That was my dream hire. I've said it for a gazillion months now. That's who I would have gone after. But Tony doesn't want to coach. He took an NBA job. All right. Obviously, the best coach that you could go get that's not coaching is Jay Wright. All right. Now, Brian's, I don't think he's an NC State plant. I don't. But I got to play this, man. Fire me the F up, man. Boot up, baby.
Up. You. I want you to boot up.
You ready,
Jayden? Oh, man. On that note, we'll talk to you soon. Don't forget, YouTube members, we appreciate each and every one of you. Practice report is up for football. I know I'm going to get a lot of comments. Stay in your lane.
Okay, and tell them to stay in theirs.
But my lane is the LSU.
Thank you.
Mother effing Tigers. So this is the practice report right here. Check it out. Oh, go get Marcus Spears Jr. Do you understand how nuclear this world would be if we got Marcus Spears Jr.? Are you freaking kidding me? So Marcus Spears.
You need to wear your Jayden shirt.
Legendary LSU football player who was more known in high school for his basketball prowess. Has a son, and Marcus Spears Jr. is a 5-star basketball recruit. One of his AAU teammates' brother is a good friend of mine. And he was telling me stories about Marcus Spears Jr. and how freaking insane he is. Could you imagine a Marcus Spears Jr. playing basketball? For LSU basketball, it'd be crazy. Marcus is your cousin.
Mine too.
All right, y'all. We'll talk to you soon. It is. Say it, Bubs.
Power, hour, LSU. Biddle, bubber.
Boot up. Boot up.
Moto Casino. Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.